U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni is being called back to Washington for consultations. Zinni was asked by Secretary of State Colin Powell to arrange a ceasefire between the Israelis and Palestinians. The State Department says it's not abandoning efforts to end the violence, and Zinni will return to the Mideast. But for the moment, violence dominates the region. Five more Palestinians were killed today in the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Even in the dry language of diplomacy, the statement announcing Zinni's return painted a bleak picture. It said major challenges remain, which both the Israelis and Palestinians will have to overcome. Since Zinni's arrival in Israel late last month, 44 Israelis and 63 Palestinians have died. A series of bloody Palestinian attacks by members of the Hamas faction were followed by the most aggressive military actions Israel has taken in the past 15 months. Today's death toll stands at 5, all Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army believes one was on an attack mission in a Jewish settlement when he was shot and killed by troops. Fragmentation grenades were found on his body. Israeli troops made a heavily armed raid on the northern Gaza village of Beit Hanun. Palestinians said some 20 tanks rumbled into town and soldiers announced a curfew. Medical personnel said 4 Palestinians were killed and up to 70 wounded. The Israeli army said it arrested 3 members of Hamas during that raid. The army also demolished several buildings, including the home of one militant. This evening, the army announced that it had begun withdrawing from Beit Hanun and expected all troops to be gone by the end of the night. Palestinians have long called for international monitors to report on the situation in the West Bank and Gaza. But early today, the United States blocked a UN resolution calling for such monitors. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John Negroponte called the resolution one-sided. He said it failed to mention the recent Palestinian attacks against Israelis. Israel has consistently opposed international monitors, arguing they would be biased. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said the U.S. was once again siding with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
This veto should have been handed and thrown in the face of Sharon. Sharon war against the Palestinian people, and Sharon terrorism against the Palestinians, and Sharon settlement activities.
A spokesman for Sharon said Israel is doing what Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat won't do, arrest those responsible for the attacks against Israelis. The State Department says General Zinni will be returning to the region, but it hasn't said when. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.